The funny thing is I actually got champed by the bus driver.
And landed in Guyana. Have you ever been to Guyana?
No.
No, don't go.
What's it like to hold up the Sheffield Shield? Shield?
It's bloody heavy. Have you held it up?
No.
No. No.
Have you gone to Jamaica really or held the Sheffield Shield?
No.
It's really, really heavy.
Can be both. Secondly, I like that this whole like male construct of Alfredham had to have come from our cricket sides. Like, I would have thought it would come from like winning World War One.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
I forget what his question is. Chub up in the showers.
Just kept saying, this bloke's got no idea.
I remember. I was just
Chris Rogers has no idea. I just think he would have been so taken aback by that. Like, you would have, like, thought terrorism. Like, about...
Don't you reckon?
Seriously. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
No.
There
you're keeping.
I hadn't reckoned that.
Because no one keeping is expecting that.
No, exactly.
So if you're
right.
Just suddenly getting taken out by a flying object, it's terrorism.
True or false, do you sometimes just turn up to a game when you're not playing to shower with the boys?
True.
What drives that motive?
Well, I think more and more with women's cricket being involved, all the facilities are being cubicled off. And I think it's one part of the game that's lacking now, that it's in the shower and just soils everyone up. So I think it just makes you feel better, and in my case, worse sometimes. But everyone's different.
Nothing more alpha than having a go at a bloke in a book that you wrote.
When you were first picked to play state cricket, how good did it feel to wear your New South Wales lead in grade cricket?
Amazing. Just made me feel so much more powerful than the rest of the peasants that had to wear their club lid.
Good.
Absolutely. When I'm on my ass after cricket on a Saturday, I'm just going to go around and steal valuables back.
Just do the whole
You can make an
then.
Absolute fortune around the club cricket scene.
Brad, if that's all right, I'll call you Brad because I respect you, not like Sam over there because he had. Can I have some gloves? Yeah. So,
I've actually only ever played two grades, to be honest. I've played fifth grade, then I jumped the others and went straight to first grade. So
jumped the others.
Yeah. So I actually don't know what happens in third grade.
Of course,
tell you
all about it.
What's your name?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Fifth grade was good fun.
I was scratching for numbers, and I just asked if I played. My son was playing in the fourth, my other son was playing under 16, so I just said it would be a great opportunity to play along with two boys. So got the young fella involved, 15-year-old, and went down and played a day. And people say, what sort of day was it? It's probably the worst day of my life.
Did you just ask Ed Cowan if we can borrow some money?
Yeah. Or just some kit.
Can you give us kit?
Absolutely. How much kit do you want?
Did you get any kit when you subfielded in 2005?
Yeah, I gave it back though.
Gave it back, yeah.
That's very noble.
If you want kit, there's heaps of kit in my joint.
Cool.
I honestly, the Vinnies on Oxford Street, if you ever want your Swells Creek kit, go up to the Vinnies on Oxford
That's
Street.
A great tip.
They get... Literally, and if you ever wanted a wheel, a New South Wales cricket speed blitz blues or plan A, what's your plan B?
Yep.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Message, Ted.
Get on the message.
Kit bag, if you want one of those, there's one up there. Go fill your boots,
really?
Boys. Go fill your boots. There's one-day shirts, there's test shirts, there's jumpers, there's helmets, honestly.
Race out.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is anyone going to listen to this or what?